or mobile? Paychex has mobile.
Sure, Will Robinson, Dave's on the road in Schulte Yard.
It ain't me. I don't drive that fast. Well, I got two down, one to go.
You're getting her down just like Larry the Cable Guy. Well, I just come down to ask the surgeon a couple of questions that Bernice had about her hip surgery coming up. And got those answered very quickly by a very nice lady. And I'm just heading back home, Dave.
Going to my third one now. Got to go change out an evaporated coil for a fella. And I got to stop home real quick and grab a quick little lunch and head down to Greer. Oh, Greer. Not Greer, Greer.
Greer. Anyways, that sounds like you got a little soldering to do there.
Yeah, basically it's going to be two solder joints up, or two braze joints up in the attic. I'm going to pump it down, save the Freon, swap the coil out, put it in vacuum, bing, bang, boom. Have a nice day. Probably a 3-4 hour job.
I remember you talk about people getting dinged. Ours was on warranty when they, let me turn this radio down, when they had to replace the evaporator. It was just a few weeks left in a 10-year warranty on our train heat pump. And he said, you're very lucky. He said, that's over a $2,000 job. And I thought, wow, that's a little excessive.
Oh, no, the same thing here. It's a Goodman. I don't want to bash anybody, but the way they ran the line set was not correct. And they ran it up from the condenser, up in the attic, overhead, and then back down. And then what winds up happening is the evaporated coil becomes an oil trap because it's so long of a line set, and the way they have it running, it can't pump the oil back to the compressor, so it traps in there. The pressures build inside the evaporator, and then you start springing leaks around those little loops around the braid joints and the loop. That's what's going on in this case.
You're a smart man, Dave. I hate to admit that, but you are. Well, I had a question I was just thinking about. If a compressor goes out on these ones nowadays, it's R410, can you still buy a compressor to replace it?
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, you can get them. You got to evaluate the whole system to see if the compressor, to replace the compressor, if it's warranted or not, because compressors can range from like $1,500 to $2,000 just for the compressor, depending on the size, the BTUs, and all that, you know. I just changed an R22 compressor a couple of months ago for the church, and that compressor was $2,500.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. How much pound they get for the gas now? I remember when I first moved down here, I let a friend of mine on the repeater. I didn't have any use for it anymore. I had a 30-pound keg of R22, and it was essentially full. And I sold it to him for $100. And, I'd hate to think what they are now.
$1,500 for a 30-pound container of R22.
I don't doubt it. I'm surprised you can still get it, even. When I worked at a printing place, we had to recover it. And they didn't do a very good job of that, to be honest with you, but they were supposed to.
No, I don't even buy R22. There's a new product out called Bluon, and it is a blend that you can basically dump right on top of R22, or if you're doing an R22 job, if you have to do something, or, if it's something that's repairable, I'll do that. But to start changing coils on a 20-year-old plus system, no, it's not worth it.
Really get out of hand. I know our kids have got a lake house, and one of these days that R22 unit's going to go out. I have no idea what it'd take to replace a total, HVAC system. I'm sure it's a heat pump.
And where are they located?
their lake houses over at, I'm trying to say, about 10 miles to the east of me here. Boy, I'm getting forgetful. I hate that. Not Robinson or Cunningham. It's the one over east there of our house, about 10 miles.
I don't know which one that one is, but call me. Before you do anything, call me. Let's just stop the conversation there.
You got it. Yeah. Lyman Lake, that's where it's at.
Okay. I think I know where that is.
Well, that's not very far from you, because it isn't very far from me. It's just, you go down to that Baptist church the way I go on 14, but you don't have to. You can go on that road right there just past the dollar store and hang a left. And it's, I would say at the most 8 or 10 miles.
Was that off of Gap Creek up there or 357, one of those?
357, yes, sir. It's right off of that.
I think I know where it is. All right, yeah, we'll talk further on the phone about that. I don't want to clog up the air with the wrong kind of conversation. Come in.
I understand. I just was curious because they've never mentioned it, but I know from experience that's going to have to be replaced. Go ahead, Mr. Comment.
KK4HXB. Yeah, I've been in the automotive air conditioning business for 50 years. Yeah, my grandfather started the company, and my dad had it. Now I got it, but I closed it down when Freon got up to $500 for a 30-pound tank of R-134.
R-134, that expensive now? Holy mackerel. Now they got that 123ABY or something. I don't know what the heck it is. That's what's in my vehicle.
Yeah, that's 123 RF, I believe it is. That stuff's $100 a can for...
Well, Tom, I'll send it over to you in a second. Let me ask you something. I heard somewhere, or I read somewhere, where you can actually retrofit back to 134 on these systems. Is that true, or you don't recommend it?
Yeah, you can do that. I've had two or three people tell me that they've done it.
What does it take to convert it?
I dust them out and put your fittings on it, and make sure you put your oil in it, that ester oil. But, yeah, it can be done.
Yeah, I have to have an expansion valve replaced. I've got the expansion valve. Just got to find somebody to do it.
When you're not doing anything and it warms up, just ride by the house and let's look at it and see what we're up against.
Oh, I like that. And likewise, I'll return the favor. Tom, take it away, Tom. I didn't mean to cut you out there. I'm sorry. N0TR to take it, KB2HXS. And thank you for the offer. That, tell you what, I like that. I like helping people, too.
That's fine by me, guys. There's no problem at all. I always like to learn things. Yeah, Dave?
Oh, Roger. Oh, KK4HXB. Yeah, I'm still here.
I left out at all. When somebody's got something back and forth, go for it. Especially if it's interesting. Go ahead, Dave.
KB2HXS, mobile for ID. Well, name here is Dave. I don't know if we spoke before or not. But anyway, I'm close to the house. I got to jump in there and eat a little lunch. Got to grab a few things, and I got to head on to my next job down here on the other side of Gurr. So, gentlemen, once you pick it up, and I'm gonna sign out. I'm almost home. I'm just on Taylor's Road here, so I got to call the missus. You gentlemen have a good afternoon, and again, thank you for the offer, and I will be talking to you in the spring.
Yeah, Roger that. KK4HXB, I got to go out here and find my puppies. They're out running around in the yard somewhere. I'll be monitoring.
Going in there. Appreciate it. Okay, Dave, I'm just passing the Cunningham Fire Department, so you know I don't have far to go. Very interesting conversation, and I appreciate it. I don't know how long I remember it anymore, but ooh, I hate that when I can't remember things I used to do routinely. KB2HXS and 0TR 73's Dave. Have a safe day.
You too, Tom. We'll talk at you later. KB2HXS clear. Tom. And four is that okay?
Hi, Shane. Gosh, I miss you. An evening. I called you last night, but I didn't figure you'd be there. I don't know what time you're on the road now, back towards home.
The Christmas music, and I had my radio down, so it's possibly you didn't. I didn't hear you. It was. I left. Headed home between 7:45 or so. I got home about 8:30, I think.
Was a little before 8. I got down the basement a little early, thinking I might catch you, but that's okay. Christmas music is good for the soul.
A chance to listen to a bunch of it right now, and it kind of takes it puts the perspective back in the season. So I always like Christmas, I just don't like the time leading up to it. This job has kind of done that to me.
I hate that you had to give up your normal route. That I think you like that route at night where you pull the doubles.
It was tiring because it was long hours. It was longer than what I'm doing now. But and of course, I don't know that I sleep quite as well in the daytime as I do at night.
True. Well, we got in here crooked. I think I'll turn around and park the car upstairs instead of down in the basement. It gives me more room down there in my radio room. I can't think of what I got to do right now, but... Oh, well, the car's nice and cold. No use cooling off the basement right at the moment. And had a real nice conversation with Dave and that other gentleman and about refrigeration stuff. I have a license for that, but, I practiced it for a few years. But mainly they wanted me to do the high voltage stuff because everybody's scared of 483 phase. I don't know why. It'll just kill you once.
Never make a mistake, you probably won't remember it. Hello to Bernice if she's with you. And I caught the tail end of your conversation there with Dave. But I just got back in the truck. Anyway, just wanted to say hello. And call me tonight. I'm sure I'll be headed home about that same time.
If you're ever up this way, stop by. Enjoy a little bit with us. I don't have to do much outside. It's not too bad. The wind isn't horrible. It's 48 here in the car. But I just had to go down and ask the surgeon a couple of questions prior to Bernice's hip surgery that we couldn't figure out by the instructions. And that lady down there is just wonderful. Her name's Angela, Dr. Shirley's office. But you have a safe day, Shane. I'll try to look out for you later on. I'm head in now. I was trying to think of something else I'm going to talk about here, and I forgot it. And 4 said, okay, in 0TR. 73's Dave. Dave. Shane. I do need kicked in the head this morning. Things ain't working right. This is 0TR clear.
All right. I've been called worse. If Dave were around, I'd say maybe not much worse, but he's probably not listening, so it wouldn't be worth it. We'll talk to you later. At 4 is that okay?
Tell me, I was supposed to mail the electric bill, and I see it's still sitting here in the... And she's listening, so I'm in trouble. Oh, well, get us out later. Let's see you, Shane, in 0TR, please.